Almost every New Yorker has a soft spot for the Central Park Carousel, even its manager, Nick Napolitano, who has set these magical painted wooden horses in motion more than 100,000 times since he began work here 33 years ago.
Oh, it's a very fun place to work. It's a whole world all to itself.
Running that world is a family affair. While Mr. Napolitano checks the ancient machinery and makes sure children stay safe on their fantasy rides, his daughter Nicole is just outside, selling balloons and toy souvenirs. She says the family's carousel business brought her prestige as a kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were all very proud, and all of the kids back in, you know, grammar school, we loved telling them where our father worked. We got a real kick out of it.
Does it drive you crazy, the music?
I don't even hear it anymore. What drives me crazy is the squeaking of the toys. That's the only noise now that bothers me.
Let me hear.
All day, whenever I'm working down here, that's what I have to deal with. The music I haven't heard for years.
Yet, despite its occasional ups and downs, Ms. Napolitano says she loves her job.
I think it's got a lot to do with just this strange, magical aspect of it. It's just this, like, little secret garden of happiness in the shape of little wooden horses, you know?
Secret or not, if it's green and in Central Park, Neil Calvanese, the park's chief of operations, works on it. By 10:30 one recent morning, Mr. Calvanese had already inspected some drought-stricken trees, ordered a worn-out wooden sign to be replaced, and caused several rat holes to be filled.
Now you see that? That hole back there through the rose bush? Tells you got a rat burrow here.
Still, Mr. Calvanese is proud of the improvement in cleanliness over the past decade.
And I think when people come to Central Park today, especially if you haven't been here for 20 years or so, they always say, gee, I remember the park. It was terrible. It was dirty. It was graffiti covered. And today, that's just not the case. You come here and you could expect to find a lawn somewhere where you could lay a blanket out and not have it be in dog poop or, you know, garbage or broken glass.
Groundskeeper Clifton Staples is one foot soldier in the army of workers who make Central Park inviting. We found him one humid day cutting weeds at the Conservatory Gardens, a refurbished 19th century gem that features ornamental fountains, elaborate flower beds, and formal tree-lined paths. Mr. Staples rests for a moment, wipes his brow, and tells us why he's happy.
Well, it's the pleasure of working here and getting to speak to different people from different cultures, different backgrounds, and seeing that they appreciate the work that I do, because the work that I do is for everybody. The green, the plants, how we keep the garden nice and clean, how we, you know, keep the peaceful nature of the garden, you know, because that's what people come here for peace, relaxation, and I take great pride in my work.
But not everyone enters Central Park with peaceful intent. That's where Sergeant Jesse Cowan of the park's own tiny mounted peace enforcement patrol comes in.
The quality of life issues, things like dogs off the leash, urinating in public, drinking beer, littering, graffiti, things like that. But when we come across a real crime, like grand larceny or something, we address it.
Sergeant Cowan and her steed can pursue serious lawbreakers into places that patrol cars cannot reach. She recalls one incident during a New York City marathon race, one of Central Park's largest annual events. Regular police were having trouble catching up to a suspected rapist who had fled into rocky and wooded terrain.
And when he ran through our sector, we turned the horses around and started chasing him and chased him across Central Park West and used the horses and their size to pin him up against a van so that the officer on foot could actually, you know, we helped facilitate the handcuffing process. And so it was exciting and effective, and we did our job. It was years ago. It was about 4 years ago, and I still feel good about it.
You like your job?
I love my job. I love it.
Nobody in Central Park seems to love his job more than Andres Garcia Pena, New York City's only gondolier.
Gira tanto,
Nearly every day, Mr. Pena guides his distinctive black banana-shaped boat across the waters of Loeb Lake. The gondola was a gift to New York from the city that made gondolas famous, Venice, Italy.
This is just a great job. You can make people happy. You know, I'm a people person. I love people, and I am a romantic at heart. I'm a singer as well, and I sing, and I try to create an ambience for, you know, love. I'm not even really a trained singer. I learned these songs basically in my shower. You know, I leave the dock, I sing O Sole Mio, I go underneath the bridge, I sing Tornel Sorrento. The Bow Bridge is probably the most romantic bridge in all New York City. And when I go under the bridge, I sing Amore, and the guy gets on their knees, and, you know, they propose, the girl starts crying. Sometimes they're both crying. I take pictures of them, I serve the champagne. Once she says yes, if she says no, she's got to swim back. It's a beautiful thing to be a part of, actually.
Mr. Pena winks, picks up his long pole, and pushes away from the dock. It's a typical day in an uncommon job in New York's extraordinary Central Park. This is Adam Phillips reporting.
Quanto bello, spira tanto sentimento, come tu sua facendo, e mi desto fa sognare, senti come lieve sarà. Dai, guardi mio arancia, con profumo veie guola, e chi palpita d'amor. E tu dici, parto a Dio, da lontano il mio cuore, e la chiesta del amore, e la chiesta dell'aro, ma non me la sa, a che sta pintormento, orne a soriento, ma non me la sa.